Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The skies are clear across Israel today. In Tel Aviv, enjoy a warm evening, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem remains mild, with a gentle breeze sweeping through the city. Down south, in Eilut, expect a comfortable night. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Israel Hayom reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu has issued a stern warning to Iran. Speaking at the Negev conference in Dimona, he declared Israel's readiness for any potential confrontation. Also, Walla reports from earlier this hour that Netanyahu has sent a message to Iran. He cautioned Iranian leaders not to expect a quiet response to any aggression. Also this hour, according to I-24 News, the United States completed a five-hour wave of strikes. These targeted Iran's capability to attack commercial shipping, following a deadly Iranian missile attack overnight. Separately, Israel Hayom reports that a major corruption scandal is unfolding in Iraq. Authorities have arrested dozens of politicians, uncovering a massive cache of gold bars. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IRGC's actions in the Strait of Hormuz are unifying the region against them. Gulf countries are increasingly seeking a diplomatic resolution to the conflict. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a regional analyst, posted just minutes ago. He highlighted Hezbollah's recent funeral announcement for 129 fighters, emphasizing the impact on their manpower. The Israeli Foreign Ministry wrote on X just now. They shared details of Israel's ongoing humanitarian aid to Gaza, covering essential supplies and healthcare. From X, the latest. Al Arabiya English posted that a New York Times investigation suggests Israel may have attempted to influence Iran's leadership. The report outlines a covert effort involving secret meetings with a former Iranian president. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's statements. At the Negev conference in Dimona earlier today, Netanyahu emphasized Israel's preparedness for any scenario involving Iran. This comes amid rising tensions in the region, as noted by Israel Hayom. The Prime Minister's remarks underline Israel's commitment to maintaining its security and deterrence posture. Turning to the U.S. military strikes, the operation targeted Iran's capacity to disrupt commercial shipping, following a deadly attack on UAE oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. This development, reported by I-24 News, marks a significant escalation in the ongoing conflict. The strikes are a clear signal of the U.S. intent to protect critical shipping lanes. Meanwhile, the corruption scandal in Iraq is making waves. According to earlier reporting by Israel Hayom, authorities have arrested numerous officials in a massive crackdown. The discovery of 375 kilograms of gold bars highlights the scale of corruption. This scandal could have far-reaching implications for political stability in Iraq. On the economic front, first, SeaTech reports the rapid rise of America's sea drones. Saronic's autonomous Corsair vessels have transitioned from rescue missions to combat deployments, impacting security dynamics near the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, Walla Business highlights Strauss's significant market presence. With a turnover of 7 billion shekels, the company now faces increased regulatory scrutiny. This move could affect its future business operations in essential sectors. And finally, Ynet Business reports on a Tel Aviv-based startup, Stig. The company, founded by former New Relic colleagues, is offering real-time control solutions for software makers. They are positioning themselves at the forefront of the AI regulatory landscape. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.